Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Winter culture.
Hey guys, welcome to today's minisode. Sorry it's a bit later in the week than usual, but that's the thing with these little minisodes. I can kind of do them anywhere I like. So I try and do these on Wednesdays, and I'm aware that today's Friday. So I do apologise. So, what's the news? Well, this week, this Sunday, you've got a lovely look at a three hits and a shit with me and Dan, whereby you've probably heard it a million times now. We take three songs we like, one song we hate each, and we play it to the other person and see what they think. If you are on the lookout for new bands or stuff to listen to, or just, want to hear people talk about music, then I do recommend giving it a listen. It's great fun for us to do, actually. That's why I keep doing it, because I like to hear new music, and I think, you guys will as well. And you might all hear some bad music as well, which you might even prefer. Also, I just finished doing an episode with a podcast called Japan on Film, where I was a guest. And in that, we discussed Ring, the original Ring, and the Ring remake. And I might do something on this side about it. But for the moment, I'd highly recommend going over and listen to me and the host of that show chat about it. It was great fun to do. And it was cool just to learn new things about Japan and how it relates to the films themselves and, the culture. But also, I love discussing, the symbolism and ideas behind these films. And I think it's pretty exhaustive in terms of both films from, what we could gain from it. And so if you enjoyed either of the films or both of the films, or if you like, your horror, or you want to analyze stuff, then feel free to watch it, either of them, both of them. And give the episode a listen. So be on the lookout for that. I'll let you guys know when it's actually released. But I literally just recorded it. So if you want to subscribe to Japan on Film now, so you're ready for it. And he discusses other Japanese films, obviously, as well. And it's quite informative. But it's from the place of he's in Japan. He lives in Japan, so it's quite cool. So obviously, he's able to give a bit more contextual analysis to all these films because he lives there and he knows the culture. Apart from that, I'm going to be trying to get a few things in order over the next week. And just so you know, me and Dan have recorded a comedy style podcast. I find it funny and hopefully you guys will as well. And I think we're going to call it On the Record. That's what we're kind of going with at the moment. And we're going to try and host that on probably a SoundCloud or something like that. So there will be no ads. It will be without ads. And if enough of you guys like it, we might set something up in terms of monetizing it somehow. But we're going to start with about 10, 11 episodes, I think, released on a weekly basis. And they're not long. They're only about 5 or 10 minutes each. So obviously we're not going to try and put advertisements on either side of them just yet, until you guys get a real love of it. Probably put the first one up here anyway, so you guys can get a taste of what it's about, see if you like it. And it's funny. It's good fun. And it's just basically the whole premise is it's me and Dan playing characters that discuss music. So essentially we're playing like extreme versions of ourselves. And if you like kind of, you know, Tim and Eric stuff and, you know, tongue-in-cheek, stupid little skits, then it's worth listening to. And they're quite a throwaway. So, yeah, I think you guys should enjoy it, hopefully. Apart from that, what else has been going on? Not much is the answer. I saw The Irishman and I didn't think it was very good. I'll probably do an episode on that at some point. Me and the missus watched it and a friend of mine's a cinematographer. He said he wouldn't mind talking about it as well. So we might do that all together. That's a three piece. And yeah, that's kind of it. Game wise, I've been playing Dark Souls 3, which is absolutely no surprise to anyone. Who knows me at least, because as you know, from the podcast, I've done Dark Souls 1 and 2, and I had flitted with 3, but I thought, oh, I'll give it a bit of a break and I'll play some other stuff, but it's pulled me right back in. So yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. Anything else? There'll be some other news and stuff coming up in the near future. If you're from the UK, please remember that 12th of December is the time to vote. I won't make any political statements or tell you who to vote for. I think if you listen to the show, you kind of get an inkling on who that might be and what kind of, you know, side of the fence I sit on anyway. But either way, you know, I always think that everyone should go out there and vote. So please, general election, 12th of December, go out and vote. It's too late to register to vote now, I think. I think that's done. If you're not registered to vote, too late. What have you been doing with your life, you idiot? But yeah, if you are registered to vote and you can vote, then please go out and vote. So yeah, let's change the world to a better place of how you might see it, because everyone feels a bit differently, don't they, about what that idyllic vision might be. And that's kind of it for the moment, guys. Thanks very much for continuing to listen. Sorry, it's a very short minisode today, but to be honest, there's not really been that much going on. Just so you know, because I know Christmas is coming up and you guys might be thinking, oh, what's he doing for Christmas? Oh, who knows? I will obviously be spending time with my family and friends and all this as much as possible, but I will try and put up content as and when. I will also be kind of digging some stuff out from the archives and putting it up. Still stuff that will be interesting, don't worry. But stuff that you might not have heard before. And there was some bits and pieces. I'll keep it as a secret. You know, it's a surprise. But yeah, so look out for that. And if you hear one of the archive episodes, then that's cool. It just means that I'm working very hard and trying to get you some more original, new content. Again, I'm working on a new story, which is kind of like a haunted house, but not properly, not really. Maybe a bit like Saw. So kind of out and out horror this time round, I think. Yeah, I'm about halfway through now and I know where I'm going with it, obviously, which some people might think is a new thing for me who have listened to A New Winter and have been very overly critical and vocal about the fact that they didn't like where it ended. So don't worry, much like that one, I know where this one is also going. And yeah, keep a lookout. You can sign up to patreon.com/anewwinter. And we're on Instagram, A New Winter, Twitter, A New Winter. Please sign up, follow, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your mum, tell your dad, tell Santa, write it on your Christmas list, do what you need to do. And yeah, see you soon, guys. Bye.
A New Winter culture.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.